You all ready to get motivated? 3, 2, 1. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's get it. Come on, it's all yours. Come on, you got it. Come on, let's go. Okay, you're fantastic. You're amazing. You're brilliant. No, Paul, shut up, you fuck nugget. Right, look, motivation. There's a bit more to it than shouting at you. We're going to get into it in this episode. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
Do you ever catch yourself saying, I've no motivation? And when I say catch yourself, I really mean you realize you're just making excuses. Okay, yeah. I am starting this podcast a little on the offensive. I get it. But I love football, and there's a saying in football that attack is the best form of defense. So if you're saying you've no motivation or can't find the motivation, then you're on the attack. But from a defensive point of view, we all have motivation, Buttercup. It's not motivation you're missing. A lot of the time, we talk ourselves out of doing things by what we believe to be true about ourselves. Negative self-talk, negative stories, repeated narratives, and motivation is simply just one of those stories. Like, I read stories all day long on my newsfeed, in books, on people's faces, but really, you just can't find the motivation? Please. At least try and find a better excuse. I mean, here's an example, right, of a common sentence that I hear from women wanting to either lose weight or improve their body confidence. And I say women because that's who I work with. So that's who I converse with most. Converse with. That sounds very official, doesn't it? Right. So does this sound familiar? I always start well and with good intentions, but I never see a through pull. Insert that thing or numerous things in your life that you start but never seem to finish. Is that you? Have you said that? Are you saying that? Maybe you want to have a look around your room. Maybe you want to have a look around your house, around your office, whatever. If there's lots of little things that need finished, then what you've done is you've probably started well, with good intentions, but not finished. So let me repeat that to see if you can see where this little segment is going. There's lots of examples where you have started something, but not finished it. Repeated places where you start but don't finish. But you know what you have completed? A habit. You've completed a habit of starting, but not finishing. I know you're sitting there probably now going, ah, for fuck's sake, Paul, are we back to this old mindset shit again? Yep, afraid so. Every episode, darling, mindset, set mind. How do you change your mindset? Well, obviously you just fill your day reading motivational shit from people either saying everything starts in your mind, or you see motivational quotes from people telling you that mindset is key to change. Mindset isn't key to fucking change. Mindset is the door. And if that door is locked, shut, closed, won't open, set, mindset can't be the key if mindset is the door. Mindset is habit. Your mind is fixed and operating a certain way. So if mindset isn't key, then what is? And no, it's not motivation, because I've already said it comes and goes. You don't want a key that works some days and not the next, do you? Because that's not exactly practical. So Paul, WTF is the key. WTF, all right, that stands for what the fuck, by the way, all right? So, look, obviously, this is opinion, my opinion, because it's my fucking podcast, right? And it is my belief, okay, that purpose is the key. Purpose is the key to unlock the door of mindset issues. And mindset issues are what's causing you to make repeated unwanted actions, leading to things sitting half finished or half started in lots of areas of your life. I bet if it was your favorite bottle of wine, your favorite TV show, your favorite takeaway or bar chocolate, that it's not going to be sitting there half started, half finished. That baby going to be gone, mama, all right? Purpose is your reason for making that choice in the first place. The bigger the reason, the bigger the need. The higher the pain, the more motivation you're going to have to see it through. You see, there's no point in really giving anything a shot if you're just going to quit, is there? Because look, it's a waste of time, waste of energy, and probably a waste of money. Now, you are maybe a toe dipper. And toe dippers say, I'll start anyway and see what happens. Then, maybe a few days or a couple weeks later, come the words. Told you, Paul, this is me all over. Every time I'm destined to quit, I never finish anything that I start. I see this happen so much. And I see people get off to a flyer in lots of things they do. And sometimes they get it too good at the start. Too good? I mean, is that a thing? I don't know. I think it is. What if you always quit because you start too well, too good? Take weight loss, for example. Maybe 7 pounds off in your first week or two. That's a lot. Unless you need to be dropping about 10 stone. So if you do really well 1 week and then nothing really happens the next week, or you don't live up to even half that first week or nothing at all, then you'll quit. And the moment you don't live up to that, you don't feel worthy anymore. And if you don't feel worthy anymore, why would you continue? This is a motivation problem right here. Not feeling like you're worth it is a surefire way to kill motivation. You've just told yourself, I'm not worth it. Is that true? Are you not worth it? So rather than focusing on the weight loss, the inches, the fitness, maybe, perhaps, what we really should be doing is helping you see that you're worth it. What would believing your worth allow you to do? Motivation comes and goes. And if you're a woman, you're going to experience this even more because of your menstrual cycle. There's going to be 1 week in the month when you're flying and up for things, being creative. Then you've like this peak week where everything clicks. You're on top of the mountain. The only thing is, once you get to the top of the mountain, you know you're going back down. And that's exactly what happens. And it generally correlates to your menstrual cycle and as you head towards your period. Or if you're in menopause, you might not get a period, but you will still be in a cycle. You see, I'm like that too. Not having a period, obviously. Although I'm sure there are people out there who will tell me, Paul, you have a fucking period, dude. But I'm definitely in and out of cycles. And I can see it in my energy. I can see it in my mood, in my productivity. And my motivation. Forcing it though, well, that's like trying to pedal your bike but holding on to the brakes. What everyone thinks are the important factors when it comes to changing their body shape and how they feel about themselves is exercise and food, right? Now, don't get me wrong, they are important. But the biggest mistake that I see people making is that they don't focus on changing how they think about themselves. Fuck how they look in the mirror. Fuck how they look in their head. Not how they feel in their head. And I've used this example a lot. Why? Because it's a good one. And repetition is the mother of all learning, my friend, isn't it? Okay, here we go. Take the 1 year weight loss plan, for example. If I said I could show you how to lose 2 pounds per week, you'd maybe actually not be too interested. But if I reframed it and I said, if I could show you how to lose up to 100 pounds in 12 months, you'd probably perk up a bit. Same thing, 2 pounds per week is 100 pounds in 1 year. And if you lost 100 pounds in a year, you'd probably be very happy with that if you felt you needed to lose 100 pounds or you were told you needed to lose 100 pounds for health reasons or whatever. But like I said, it's just an example. But say if you lost 10 pounds in your first week and then nothing the next three, how would you feel? And maybe you lost 5 pounds in week five. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. And you kept going, but then again, there was nothing for the next 3 weeks. How would you feel then? I'd imagine by that point you'd have quit. What if it's not that you need to see quick losses in the scales, but maybe it's that you need to understand slow losses? When you attach and rely on the scales each week to determine your success, you rely on the scales to show you success. So no loss in the scales means you've failed and not a success, i.e. you're a failure. Every week I'm convincing women to shift their focus, not just away from the scales, but away from their happiness being determined by the scales. Don't let the scales be the cause of your life. Allow them to be the effect of it. What does that mean? It means don't let the scales control you. Take control first. Don't be afraid of them. Don't avoid them. Okay, I want you to take control. I want you to take ownership. If you don't take control and ownership, that's when you're likely to go into the whole motivation excuse cycle. I have no motivation. That's a blanket statement right there. It's also an affirmation that you aren't motivated to do anything. I mean, is that true? You're not motivated to do anything, like motivated to breathe, motivated to listen to this amazing podcast and my beautiful voice, motivated to eat, motivated to move, motivated to talk. When you say I have no motivation, what do you mean? Get specific. What do you want to do? What do you want the motivation for? And I mean do. Like, do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to go to the gym? It's easier to pick one area you want to motivate yourself in first. All right. So rather than trying to do 100 things at once, focus on one thing. It's what I do with clients every week. We focus on one thing. One thing, we nail that down, then we move on to the next thing. So if it's a walk, do one thing. Go and put your trainers on, maybe. Done. Now decide what time you're going to go out. Done. Do one more thing. Set an alarm. Done. The next bit is crucial. Decide when the alarm goes off, you're going to get up and walk out the door. And when you walk outside, you've one more step to take. And that's your destination. And once you've set that, just walk there. Then come back home. Mission accomplished. You see, motivation requires purpose. Like having a goal or a project. Now your goal or project or aim could be to bring pleasure into your life or to avoid pain. Right now it doesn't matter. And how you start doesn't matter either. But what you do next does. You see, I've seen so many people make the mistake of thinking they can just want something, trying to apply some law of attraction shit. And I'm not dismissing it because, I mean, we've done episodes on it. I love it. But trying to apply some law of attraction techniques to maybe, you know, achieve their desired body confidence or dress size or weight loss and so on. And I get it. But only one part of attracting what you want is the thing or wanting. All right. So only one part of attracting what you want is actually wanting. Remember, you've got to allow the solutions to come into your life. Allow. Be open. And I think this is where people get kind of lost a little bit whenever they're using the law of attraction and they're sucked into a lot of mindset stuff and motivational programs and motivational coaches and mindset gurus and law of attraction specialists. I mean, they're just expecting this light bulb to go off. The light bulb moment, they expect some form of magic to just suddenly change. When really, if we're talking about body confidence, dress size change or scale weight dropping, whatever, you've probably got to use your imagination a little. And sometimes, like I said, you know, we start really well, then fall away. Motivation can be high at the start. Yeah, I'm ready. I need this. I'm going to do it. Ready. Bang. Boom. I'm going to make the effort this time. Go to the seminar with a motivational speaker. You're pumped. And it lasts all day. Maybe even into the next day. But then the slide. You might start to question your goal or your project or your purpose or your aim and what you were doing. The details of it could change. And that, when that does, that changes your thoughts. But instead of going back to how you became motivated in the first place, you try and press ahead. The problem being is that initial goal has an underlying reason that is not deep enough or detailed enough to give you a real purpose. That drive and desire. You see, motivation is fluid. It's finite. It comes and goes, up and down, even on a daily basis. So stop relying on motivation to get the job done. Find your purpose. Find your reason. You know, I like to know a client's real reasons for wanting my support in the first place. That way, it's a lot easier to motivate them. You gotta look within. You gotta find your purpose. You gotta get a reason. And from there, you're going to be able to motivate yourself more. But like I said, breaking it down into small, simple, easy, manageable steps, one thing at a time, getting win upon win, doing one thing, that will increase your levels of motivation. When you see results, when you start ticking those things off, when you start getting those wins. And like I said earlier, this is what I do every week with clients. One-to-one calls. We talk over the issue. We set a target. We do what we need to do and be who we need to be to hit that target. And then if we hit it, we can move on to the next one. If we don't hit it, we got to stay there until it's done. Because we're not going to give up. That's when people quit, all right? When they aren't seeing some form of change, it's not going the way they want, and they just quit. Why would you quit? You're not failing, you're learning. Anytime something's not working, you're learning. Reframe it. Edison, that old one, that old chestnut. 10,000 attempts till it got the light bulb. 9,999 moments of learning. All right? I don't care whether or not, you know, you believe that Edison, oh, he stole designs or whatever, all right? It's the message, okay? It's the message. You got to do these things over and over. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Learn, learn, learn. You're not failing. You're moving forward. It's an opportunity for growth. Let it motivate you. Okay, that's it. Until next time, friends. I will maybe do a second part to this one because I think there is more to it. But like I said, you know, in the past, I do like to keep these podcasts short with me, especially when it's just me speaking by myself. So I try and do sub 20 minutes. So we are sub 20 minutes and we are done. Listen, if you need help, reach out. Okay, if you need support, reach out. If you need purpose, if you need to find that purpose, reach out. Sometimes you got to have people in your corner asking you questions to help you draw out the reasons why you're wanting to do something in the first place. It's why people get coaches, all right? People are not successful on their own. Nobody is successful on their own. Nobody. You have to do these things by yourself, but you don't have to do them alone. So you have to do them, but you don't have to be alone whenever you do them. So you've got to do it by yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. If you need support, reach out. Me, someone else, doesn't matter. All right, reach out. We will motivate you. Have someone in your corner, accountability, support. Let's move forward. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.